It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, man, it got winter since the last time we chatted with you, but thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. And wherever you're listening around this great state of Michigan or internationally, it may not be winter where you are, but it is where we are. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's good?
Yeah, that's right. You could be in balmy Texas right now.
Right.
I don't know how the weather is down there, but welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is the smokiest and now snowiest show on the radio.
Right.
It is good smoking weather, speaking of snow. That's a great time to haul your smokers out because you don't have to stand out there and grill something if it's a long cook.
Right.
That's real nice.
Yep.
But
we're going to talk about that in a little bit because I've got later today, I've got a feeding the hockey team. For my son plays pro hockey, and we're going over to feed the team after the game, and I'm smoking right
Where's
now.
Where's that?
What? Over in Fraser, the east side of the state.
Oh.
Utica, Fraser area.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's, you know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So we're going to take a barbecue over there. But there's only 25 of them. It'll be an easy deal. But
if they would come to you, it'd be better.
Well, yeah, it's kind of, but the bus wouldn't fit in my driveway so well, right? Yeah.
Yeah. It might fit in. It might not fit out.
No, right. Yeah.
Well, if you were ahead of the game, like some of us, and got all your leaves up, good for you. If you didn't, you're done.
Yeah. So what we're saying is probably where you're listening is, most of us are in Michigan and, we got winter. It came out of nowhere. It was 70 on Wednesday and Friday. We're getting, you know, bunches of snow. So it's kind of weird.
Thursday we got a foot.
Yeah.
In Lowell.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't hit.
Had
quite
to plow twice.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's
welcome home from deer camp.
Right.
Get the plow hooked up.
Right.
But, I wasn't ready.
Right.
I didn't have my plow out yet. I got a few things I wanted to rebuild on it.
Yep.
But you know, the wife tearing the bathroom apart kind of throws a little
slows things
chink
down.
In it.
Yep. So, speaking of deer camp, Barbecue Bob, successful, got your buck. That's cool.
I spent some bucks.
Yeah.
It was
What,
so
did you send
weird.
A picture of somebody else's buck with you with it? I thought you sent us a picture of a buck that you got.
No.
Conrad and I were both thinking
that. No,
yours.
Chaz sent you that.
Oh, okay. Oh. Are you sure?
That's what Chaz got. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, no. I was confused. So, weren't you?
Yeah, that buck, I thought.
We were even chiding you about it a little bit because of the size.
I know, that's why I didn't
get the tie-in. It's like you were robbing the cradles with that. With
right.
That.
I didn't think it was, well, don't say anything disparaging about it.
No.
But it wasn't mine. And no, just like last year, right about the time rifle starts on our lot, our 64 acres, it's not a place where they are. They disappear. I think we know. We think.
How many
we know
years
where
in row you've been hunting up there?
Oh, 15.
Yeah. So 20. You don't know that by now?
Well, this pattern's shifted.
Ah, okay. All right.
We've always had great openers, cruiser bucks and stuff. And last year was the same way. A couple days before rifle, just done. But I have a hypothesis, and I think this year we didn't call Babe, but I think this year the rut was very early. I think like 2 weeks. So I think by the time rifle started, the rut was done, and everybody was just tuckered out from being tuckered.
Yeah, it depends where you are. I mean, because it's good ground in some places. I had buddies, you know, dropping pictures for me.
Right.
You know, I know six deer that were killed opening morning.
Well, and
you know,
you,
and they're
yeah.
out there. They're
if
out
you,
there.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
But if you've got the property where their habitat is,
right.
you know,
right.
where they're sleeping and eating.
Yep.
You're much more likely to see traffic. Even if it's slow traffic, you're going to see something.
Yep.
Because they have to eat every day.
Yeah, exactly. But a few of the guys, my buddies down in Shartucky, had a special, really kind of cool, husband, wife, and the son, all three got bucks opening morning, and they were all eights or bigger, and it was just a beautiful family picture. You know, that doesn't happen.
Well, that's a fantastic area for deer anyway.
Oh, it is.
From there down to Jackson, down to Hillsdale.
Right.
You've got a wedge of monster bucks.
Well, lots of farm fields and lots of swamps, so the two of those go together to make big deer.
Well, the funny thing is my brother-in-law, Paul, comes up to hunt with me, and he lives in Jonesville, which is by Hillsdale. And the deer around there are state record. The state record for a long time was out of Hillsdale area.
Right.
Yeah, it was this massive – I don't know.
Whatever, right.
210 typical or something like 215 typical.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's been beaten, but this thing was like, it made the Iowa Bucks look humble. It was monstrous. So they are here, and we do have some big bucks around our property, but boy, they didn't want to come around a couple days before. I hunted bow for 4 days before rifle, and then 2 days of rifle. I mean, scant. We saw a few hot does every now and then wandering through. Not close enough to get a shot. And I don't shoot hot
does.
I don't shoot hot does anyway. Yeah. No.
Easy, Conrad. Easy now.
We like the older gals, the big gals.
Yeah, right.
We like the big girls.
I think I might be okay with us having a little window between us right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing you do. You got that goatee. It's
right.
Big.
All right. Yeah. But anyway, so snowy deer camp, Bob. How'd you stay warm? You're in a canvas tent. Man, did that wood stove in there keep you guys warm?
We had a wood stove and a vent free by the door.
Okay.
There's plenty of ventilation in a tent.
Oh, yeah.
And the guys I bought it from heated with nothing but vent free, and I thought they were crazy, but you can't smell any of the exhaust at all. So much is leaking out. You need to pour as much heat in it as you can.
Sure.
But I was awfully glad that right before it snowed, I went out and cut a bunch of wood.
Okay.
Because after it snowed, it's all wet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's all covered with snow. And you don't want to do that. You're slipping around in the snow.
So you were cutting wood in the middle of a place where you were going to be deer hunting.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So that might have scared some of them away.
You know, they're used to that. The guy that cuts wood there all the time, I mean, I saw him logging with his giant machine, and the deer were over on the other end. They don't care.
Right.
Just like a tractor. It doesn't bother them.
Yep.
Now, a bunch of guys talking, that'll bother them.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's just my opinion.
Yeah. So what'd you have at camp for food?
Oh, man. I made some stew.
Yep, that's a staple.
Got a beautiful chuck roast out and roasted it. And
use a Dutch oven?
No, I did not.
What?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, come on. Don't let me down. I thought I was teeing that up for you to hit down the middle.
No, here's the deal. We have an Instapot, so I did the roast in the Instapot.
You got electricity up there?
No, I did it before I went up.
Oh, okay.
It's too hard to make all that mess at deer camp.
Oh.
You know, you got to clean it up.
So you did a warm-up.
It's bad
then.
Enough when you bring the food, you still have to clean your containers.
Right. But well, you have no running water, no electricity.
No. If you're going to do all that cooking, and I got two guys with me that don't get around, they're older.
Right.
Well, one's actually a year younger, but he doesn't get around very well.
Right.
And so I'm kind of like
the camp bitch.
Camp chef,
yeah.
And the maid, butler.
No wonder they like going to camp with you.
Oh, yeah.
Geez, when I was there, that didn't roll that way.
Oh, right. You don't remember, that's all. But my brother-in-law accused me of like babying them or something, and I said, well, I can't stand to watch you walk around with a bad knee.
Right, yep. I get it. Yeah, heaven forbid they get one. You'd have had a heart attack dragging their deer out for them.
No, we got the mule with
them. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so this is rustic camp with modern conveniences.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody drove four-wheelers up.
Yep.
And there's no issue there. But I have to go back with my big 14-foot trailer with a mule and all the gear on it. So packing up stinks.
Oh, yeah. Yep, still all up there?
Oh, no.
Oh, you brought it all back?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if you tore down camp right
there. Well,
then
I learned last year.
Yeah?
Because the wind took it down.
Oh,
yeah. Ruined all my poles.
Yep, right.
Yeah,
you don't want to go. You don't want to go to camp without tent poles and a tent. I'm just going to tell you. We had that experience.
I think I decided this year that I am ready for a cabin.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well,
it's too much work for me.
Right.
I want to hunt, and I want these guys to have a good time, but it's just not my job.
Right. And you know what? Yeah, that's exactly right.
I'm not a spring chicken either.
Right. But anyway. So, wow, there's a whole flock here. But anyway.
I think it's a herd of
coming
chickens.
Coming up next, the Grand Rapids Food and Wine Show is in town. And we've got one of the executive chefs from there, a gentleman by the name of Calvin Harris. And he's doing some exhibiting there with his products, as well as he's going to be teaching some things. So we thought we'd grab him and have him join the show.
He came all the way from Texas. I think it's the least we can do.
All right. Stick with us. We'll be back.